Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for one of those parlays. We've got some fights this weekend. We've got some UFC, a 245.
I told you there's going to be UFC stuff in this parlay.
Oh, no, there is. Especially when this weekend there's slim pickings.
Well, there's no such thing as slim pickings. Slim pickings is for the birds. But anyways, you got three title fights this weekend. But before that, you got a nice little undercard. Peter Yan against Uriah Faber. Uriah Faber's old. Peter Yan's a big favorite at minus 475. Take him to win that fight. But of course, that doesn't work math-wise. We need more fights and games to make the numbers work. Also got Amanda Nunes. She's defending her title again against Jermaine Durandamy. Money coming in on Durandamy. Amanda Nunes only a minus 290 favorite. That's easy. Amanda Nunes kicks everybody's ass. Take Amanda Nunes there in that fight. And then you have a little boxing. The layup fight this weekend. Terrence Bud Crawford against, the name's hard to pronounce. I'm just going to say the last name. That guy. Terrence Crawford against that guy. Terrence Crawford is a minus 2,000 favorite.
Any guy, just take him.
Take Terrence Crawford. It's a layup of all time. We still need one more game to make the numbers
famous
work.
Last words.
And then you got little NFL football. How about the San Francisco 49ers against the Atlanta Falcons? The 49ers are 10.5-point favorites, but in this scenario, we're not going to give the 10.5 points. They're at home on the money line at minus 650. Throw them in there, and boom, you're home. Only four games. Only four games. A quickie. It's a baby.
Wait, that's it?
Yeah.
That was your parlay? Yeah. A 14 parlay?
It's 14, that's it. It's like a baby Yoda. It's a baby Yoda parlay.
By the way, I just saw somebody tweet out that the Heat are, the Lakers are minus 5.
Whoa, it's gone up. Must be some injury concerns with the Miami Heat.
I
jump on the Heat right now. I didn't have that in the Magnificent 7 because, of course, the line wasn't out. I was trying to bet on it, and the line wasn't out yet. Number 5, more FCS playoffs. Northern Iowa at James Madison. The Dukes at home are 19.5-point favorites. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Northern Iowa, they played a tussle with Iowa State week one, and they went to triple overtime and lost. Iowa State's been ranked late in the season, and Northern Iowa almost beat Iowa State. I know what you guys are thinking, but so the casual bettor here.
What? You don't want to know what I'm thinking, Robert.
The casual bettor here is going to jump all over Northern Iowa and take the 19.5 points. But before you do that, know this. James Madison, they have been pounding fools left and right. The last four games, the closest they've been is 34 points. And Northern Iowa, they struggle on offense. They like to play those 13-10 grinder kind of games. In fact, they haven't scored 20 points in three of their last four. And the Dukes of James Madison, they have scored 48 or more, four games in a row. Give me the Dukes. Lay the 19.5. Easy money.
Easy money.
Easy money.
Oh, yeah, I'm into that.
Couple games left. Get some NFL action on Sunday. The New England Patriots at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Patriots are 10-point favorites at Cincinnati. For Salmon at this line, originally, I thought the line would be bigger. It came out at only 9.5 against the Bengals. This is before the cheating allegations came out. Like, wait, why are they only 9.5-point favorites? And you figure it's Cincinnati. There's going to be either empty seats or Patriots fans. I mean, it's going to be, even though it's at Cincinnati, it'll probably be a little bit more Patriots fans than Bengals fans. They've kind of given up on the season, rightfully so, by the way. But the Bengals, they've been kind of competitive since Dalton came back. They were in the game against Cleveland last week. They pounded the Jets the week before when they were at home. And the Patriots offense, they've kind of been struggling. They might take the Bengals lightly. And in fact, put it this way, when the Patriots have to resort to old tricks of cheating against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Who said they're old tricks? The Patriots. This is just called a trick. It's just called game planning.
Yeah, the fact that they have to resort to cheating for the Bengals, something's up. Something's up with the Patriots. They're not right there. And I know the public's going to jump all over the Patriots and lay the 10 points, but I'm not doing it. Take the Bengals. Take the 10 points. One possession game. Not saying they win. I'm just saying they cover.
Okay.
And last game, Sunday, Dolphins at Giants. Giants, 3.5-point favorites at home.
I have no idea how.
The Dolphins have covered 7 of their last 9 games.
Giants have lost,
nine straight games. And in that 9-game stretch, they've only covered 3 times in that 9-game losing
streak. Trust me, I know.
Eli's going to be starting again most likely for the Giants.
He will.
The Dolphins were just there last week against the Jets, and let's be honest, as bad as the Jets are, the Jets are better than the Giants. They beat them.
They beat the Giants a few weeks ago, yeah.
And you got coaching matchup. Brian Flores against Pat Shurmur. Everyone's feeling good about Brian Forrest. He has his team playing competitive. They're feeling good about themselves. And meanwhile, Giants Town, Pat Shurmur's on the hot seat. He's already about to be fired.
Shurmur and Gettleman.
And Gettleman.
Get him out of my life.
It's a disaster over there. They just can't wait for the season to end. And, yeah, so the Dolphins are maybe feeling better about themselves than the Giants are. And, Will, you said, do you really want to lay 3.5 points at the Giants?
No, I would never, ever lay. This team is so bad. Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to carve up the Giants secondary. Eli cannot move. As long as they get some pressure on him, he's going to be dinking and dunking all game long.
So take the Dolphins. Take the 3.5 points.
I agree. I concur. That's my input for today.
Just catch me if you can. Do you concur?
I concur. I concur.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.